This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It just takes lessons.
You're just babble.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We're ready to kick it off. We're ready to get going. I want to get going. God, I couldn't even turn the news on today because I'm so tired of hearing about how Putin and Trump are dating now or something. I don't know. That's what they sound like. I couldn't tell whether they were in a really deep relationship or Trump was off his medication or I mean, I don't know what these guys were trying to get across. I have no idea. Other than the fact that Trump's a traitor, right? We'll talk more about that later. After the first break, though, we haven't had him on in a while. I love when he's on with me. I can't keep up with him, but Dr. Gerard Lemire is going to join me. He's written a book called More Great News for America. And his original book, Great News. I mean, this guy has called, I think, the last half a dozen or so presidential elections. And he doesn't do it by, you know, simply doing, what are they called, surveys, right? Doesn't work that way for him. I mean, he knows how to ask the questions and look at the demographics. Look at what people need. Look what's going on in their areas. The regular ones don't do that. So we're going to find out what's going on and whether he can really drain the swamp. You know, I'm talking to somebody today. And they wanted Trump to move faster in draining the swamp. But how does that? What does that look like? How do you move faster? You just fire everybody and start all over again? You really think it's going to be that easy? Seriously. And then if you've been watching CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, all of them, you would think that Trump has committed the highest of treason. Now, I'm not going to go beating your, because you've all heard this before. I'm not going to go beating your brains out with everything that the other party did in the last 8 years. All of it was acceptable. All of it was legal. All of it was the right stuff to do. Just ask them, they'll tell you. But this guy, I'm again, nobody has taken the kind of beating in the presidential, in that seat, as much as Trump has. And we'll have more of that. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website. You hear this every night. So you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. A lot is going on up there. So President Trump denied today. He came out and he said that he was pro-Russia. And he slammed former CIA Director John Brennan in a Fox News interview that will be airing with Tucker Carlson. Right? The ex-intelligence chief described Trump's news conference with Russia and President Putin as treasonous. He said, I think Brennan is a very bad guy. And if you look at a lot of things happening out of his watch, you know, look at, he is, Brennan is a bad guy. I mean, lied, we talked about this last night. Right? I mean, truly voted for somebody who was part of the Communist Party. He had to hesitate when asked by the CIA when he first joined if he ever voted for someone in the Communist Party or if he ever voted for somebody or was part of a plot to take down the American government, the U.S. government. And he had to hesitate. How many of you would have to hesitate on that? Now, if you wouldn't have to hesitate, then guess what? You would be great. You'd be perfect as the head of the CIA compared to this guy. The Tucker Carlson Tonight interview was recorded in Helsinki right after the Trump-Putin news conference. Now, Trump appeared to dismiss the U.S. intelligence community's conclusion that Russia meddled in the 2016 election. But Trump, either you decide what it is, whether he backtracked or rethought his words. He claimed that he meant to say he didn't see why Russia wouldn't be responsible for the meddling. I just think that sometimes he doesn't think this stuff through. I don't know what he did in the four-hour meeting or whatever it was. I'm not going to second-guess it. It's not my job. But when you think about that news conference to a degree was a setup. To a degree. You've got reporters shouting out questions that might have been answered in closed session. You know, in a closed session situation. Right? I mean, when President Oblamo was in Cuba, why weren't they yelling at the Cuban dictator and asking, hey, President Obama, will you get the return of so-and-so? And will you ask the president of Cuba to release these people? All the people that he rounded up before you got here, will you ask him to release them? Will you have him guarantee that X amount of the money that comes in from Americans coming into Cuba will actually go to feeding the helpless, the poor, the sick? Right? You know, when you walk into a proceeding to talk about this, well, Cuba's got, national health. If you walk into a procedure room that looks like it hasn't been hosed down in a week, I don't know how healthy that is. I don't know how much that's going to help you. A treat by John, a tweet, which was a treat, by John Brennan says the Donald Trump's press conference performed in Helsinki rises to and exceeds the threshold of high crimes and misdemeanors. It was nothing short of treasonous. Not only were Trump's comments imbecilic, he's wholly in the pocket of Putin. Now, this comes from a guy that lied over a dozen times sitting in hearings, giving his testimony. Why should I believe anything he says? Why would you believe anything he says? Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me right after the break. We'll be back in just a few minutes. You'll see the real side. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for joining me. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. It's really just being part of the conversation, and you got to be part of the conversation. You got to get involved. You got to get engaged. You have to have a clue as to what's going on. Seriously. Seriously. You know, because really, it kind of like we bounce things off of each other. I get a lot of input from you guys, believe it or not. I really do appreciate the time that you spend in on the chat room and being involved in a conversation, because it gives me an idea. Sometimes I don't catch everything the guest says, or not even that. Take it a little further. It's not just a matter of not catching what the guest says, but maybe there's a question I don't think about asking. And you guys have been pretty darn good in the chat room about grabbing that and running with it, or the Facebook feed, wherever it is, wherever it comes out of. I don't really care. But you're pretty good at picking up on that stuff. So don't be afraid to get involved, to get engaged, to do something more than nod your head as we're talking. I've asked Dr. Gerard Lomero to join me, and we've had him on the show plenty of times before. I really appreciate the time that he gives us. Now, he is a PhD. He's an author, a political analyst, an expert. I tell you what, I can't even keep up with this guy. He's an expert on forecast models, and I told you, he doesn't use the traditional polling methods. He gets down into finding out what's going on, what people are looking for, and what's going on in their areas to really understand why people vote and will vote the way they do. Dr. Gerard, thanks for being on with me.
Oh, it's great to be with you. You have a phenomenal show that is loved by many, many people.
Well, I appreciate that very much. Okay, so before I get to draining the swamp, okay, yeah, give me your input on what took place over the last few days in Helsinki, and then the major league meltdown by the left-wing media over the last day. I mean, they think they got him now. They think they got him and he's done. That's what they believe.
Nope, they're wrong again. they are constantly wrong. And the meltdown has to go to the fact that they really were hoping, I believe, they were hoping to sink Trump at the Helsinki summit. And they went there with all sorts of loaded questions and everything else. No matter what he said, they were going to criticize him for being too soft, too hard, too this, too that, whatever, too they could, anything after the letters T-O-O is yep. What they were going to do. And I think they got totally shocked by what he said. And does anybody blame him, even if he does believe the intelligence community may not be 100% correct? There are a lot of people that still don't believe the Russians did actually hack, even though I know the intelligence community say they've hacked into the DNC servers, but there is evidence out there that people are trying to discredit all the time, but there's still evidence that he might be right. Most of the times Trump is right and everybody else is wrong. But beyond that, I think he tweaked the intelligence communities a little bit by sort of saying, well, you know, and of course he's backtracked and said, well, he was really supporting the intelligence community. And he did say positive things about it. But I think they're just really upset because they were hoping to get him this time, and they don't have him. And his little retraction, I think he did it as kind of a thing for some of his friends that didn't like what he said. But I honestly think either way, he did a great job. He's got a new relationship that's going to start to build with Putin. It's been a bad relationship. He came into this in a bad relationship. We were in a bad state of affairs since Obama and his ridiculous foreign policy was ruining this country. And I think Trump has moved ahead, just like he moved ahead with Merkel and with the NATO folks and the EU and with Kim Jong-un. Even though Kim Jong-un is not officially denuclearized yet, I don't see any missiles coming towards Seattle, so I think Trump was successful.
Well, I said the same thing to a group of people recently. I said, look, we're not having, you know, Guam is not like, really nervous all the time now. We don't have to worry about missile shooting over Japan. I mean, we've got so many things that are good, that are to the positive. And the only thing they keep harping on is, I won't say the missteps. I'm not going to use that word. But the things that they see is a gotcha moment. It's a big deal for them.
Well, Trump is notorious for telling the truth. He's also notorious for calling people out. They have a rough time with both of those. They're not used to a candidate who runs for office and then does what he says. And he is pulling off what he said. He has lowered taxes. He has cut regulations big time. He has, go down the list, he has appointed a lot of constitutional judges, constitutional conservative judges around the country, more than Obama had done in this time frame. And of course, Obama appointed the exact opposite. You know, people that ignored the Constitution and decided to make laws and were truly judicial activists. They're trying to call Kavanaugh an activist. What a joke. He follows the Constitution. He's not a judicial activist.
Wow. I love this stuff. I really love the way they try to come after this stuff and make us look like we're way off. You know, I don't want to do, yeah, but they did. But if you look at what the last administration did and how many mistakes they made, who they got in bed with all over the world, and nobody was up in arms about it. Nobody. So it just shows you that there's definitely a big, big, major league double standard here. So
right. And by the way, Brandon, what a guy. Brandon here, he's a guy who voted for a communist for president, and he's out there saying, you know, that what Trump did was treasonous. And he tried to say this was treasonous, high crimes and misdemeanors. For what? Trying to talk to the Russian people and avoid a nuclear war with them? It's utterly ridiculous.
He's a liar. The man
left off the deep end.
They are totally unhinged and don't know how to deal with any of this. But the Brennan thing is rich. You've got to admit it is rich. These guys, when you look at what's going on, when you look at what's happening with these people, they have totally lost it to the point where they can't pull it back together again. I just don't understand it. Don't get it.
That reminds me, if you got a moment, about the definition of a communist. You remember what Ronald Reagan said the definition of a communist is?
No, go ahead.
He said it's somebody who reads Marx and Lenin. And then they said, do you know what an anti-communist is? And they said, what? It's somebody who reads them and understands them.
Well, look, I look at this stuff with these people. There isn't anything that man can do that they're not going to hate on him for in some way, shape, manner, or form. And it makes me crazy because of how disingenuous and ugly that they're being about all this. Anyway, we'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. More with Dr. Lomero right after the break. Okay.
You're still there.
Right.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump now says he misspoke in Helsinki when he said he didn't see any reason why it would be Russia that interfered in the 2016 election. He says he meant to say wouldn't instead of would.
I accept our intelligence community's conclusion that Russia's meddling in the 2016 election took place.
But then, in his effort to clarify the statement, he added it could be other people too. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says the backtrack only serves Russian President Vladimir Putin.
What is President Putin going to take out of the president's actions today? That the man is weak, that he's afraid, that he's cowardly, and that Putin will feel that he can take even further advantage of Donald Trump.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
You know, I always say it, and it's true. You don't get much more American than Charlie Daniels. I mean, really, seriously, you can't get much any more patriotic than the Charlie Daniels band. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And thank you so much for being with us today. And, you know, my special guest, I definitely, I do not have him on enough because he's so full of information. We could probably do three whole hours with him. Not that he wants to do it, but we could probably do three full hours with him. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me. And, Dr. Lomero, I always enjoy having you on the show with me. Like I said, you're so full of information. You know how to deal with this. Your book, More Great News for America. Let's talk about that for a second before we get into the depth of some stuff. You've called, the last half, so I don't make it really screwed up, Ed. You've called the last six or so presidential elections, haven't you?
I've been pretty darn accurate. I missed one presidential election by one state. I had 49 out of 50 right. So nobody's perfect.
Yeah, which is better than I would do. But
this time around, I had every state Trump won correct, and I also picked him for New Hampshire. And they gave it to Hillary by 1,000 votes, but then later we found 6,000 votes in question that I think actually went to Trump. And so I think I was right in New Hampshire, but the Electoral College, it wasn't the Electoral College's fault. It was New Hampshire's fault. I think he won that.
According to the Dems, there is no voter fraud, so you need to stop spewing mistruth over here.
Another fake news story.
Anyway, so I want to get back to draining the swamp. You know, we started going down that road, but the reality is, and I've said it to you, he's going to have help. I believe he has to have help. You know, for years, when you would come on the show, I love when people used to say, hey, you have to lock up Obama, you have to lock up Eric Holder, and who's going to do it? Who's going to walk into that office with handcuffs and take those guys out of there? It's not going to happen. You've got that so-called deep state in Washington. How is Trump going to make it happen? How is he going to enforce an executive order?
Well, you know, the answer to me is that it's an executive order to require the executive branches under him, that serve under him, DOJ, FBI, and quite a few other agencies that might be involved, to basically comply with all oversight, Congressional Oversight Committee subpoenas and requests for information. With the kind of the footnote that if there is truly something that will damage national security, which is almost nothing. Anytime they've redacted things, it's usually to hide somebody's actions that are questionable. But if there were truly something that would hurt national security, that could be shown to only the committee chairman of each oversight committee in Congress or to the ranking leader of the opposition party out of fairness. And that would be the only two people that would get it in a given committee. But I'll tell you what, you don't have to do a lot for the American people to read the truth. If it's out there, you're going to have, you know, all the media, talk radio, all the experts, and that reading it, it's going to come out. It's going to take a month or two for people to write, you know, expose articles about, oh, did you know this FBI agent did this and this and this? And then, you know, I think at that point, when everything is obvious about who caused the problems, you know, who might have broken the law, then you basically fire them. And if you don't fire them, you put in a new attorney general and then fire them. And then at that stage, the career people who are good American citizens who follow the law and believe in their FBI, you know, a lot of FBI people have been very upset with what's happened with, like, Peter Strzok. But you take good career people who want to uphold the Constitution and their agencies, they will prosecute and pursue, and they'll do their job, and the swamp will be drained. I think the swamp will be drained before Trump gets reelected in 2020.
Really? Man, you are such an optimist. And, you know, for clarity, I don't think any one of us on the right believe that all the FBI, all the rank and file are bad people. I don't believe that at all. I think they want to do their jobs. I think they're hardworking people. I think their bosses are the ones that are crooked on the take and really have some issues.
I think it's some high-level appointees that go back to the Obama administration and even before that in some cases.
Well, you know, again, it's a constant, and it makes me crazy. Let's get back to draining the swamp, though. And all this collusion that we keep hearing about on a regular basis, although I haven't figured it out yet. The Russians have been, as you put it, they've been meddling. Well, not just the Russians. Other governments have been meddling in our election affairs for decades. This is nothing new. I'm always amazed that people think this is like a new thing, and, oh, my God, it's unprecedented. We've never had the Russians involved like this before. They forgot all about Ted Kennedy and his involvement with the Russians, right?
They've been meddling, absolutely. Kennedy was meddling with America when Ronald Reagan was elected. He went there and talked to them and said, "Well, don't worry about Reagan. We'll take care of him." Same thing as Kerry. Kerry goes and talks to the Mullers in Iran. You know, when Trump got rid of that awful treaty, well, it wasn't really a treaty, agreement, executive order, whatever. And he goes there and says, "Well, don't worry, I'm running for president. I'm going to be president in 2020, or someone else will be, and we'll go back to normal relations with you," which means they get whatever they want. You know?
Yeah, right. Right. No question.
That's meddling. That's meddling. In fact, that might even be a violation of the Logan Act. But if you look around the world, countries do meddle in other countries' business. I mean, some of that's to be expected because there's always dishonesty in the world. Look at Obama donating taxpayer dollars to a campaign to cause the reelection of Benjamin Netanyahu to fail.
Right.
He spent money to print booklets and do other things. That was what business? American taxpayer money. I mean, I have to pay money on taxes so as to hurt Netanyahu, who I like. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, and the other thing is these 12 indictments. The timing of the indictments, I think, is suspect. The fact that this is outside the Mueller investigation, right? And then, has there been one shred, one connection, one dot of connection between the Trump campaign and the Russians and collusion?
No, absolutely not. There hasn't been any. If there is any, it must be in a vault somewhere at Fort Knox or something. It's so hidden because, you know, anything in Washington becomes public because it's leaked, especially if it's negative about conservatives or Trump. They would leak it. So there's no evidence. The thing American people, I think, need to realize is that there is something called meddling in the world. The Russians have been meddling for about 50 years in our election. They do virtually nothing. It's lame. It's like the Keystone Cops. They don't get very far. It's pretty benign. But they try. They try to do something. And then there's collusion where two parties get together like a conspiracy almost to accomplish something. There was no collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russian government. Absolutely none that anybody knows about. But I think all the evidence would indicate there was collusion between some Russians, not necessarily the Russian government, but some Russians, and the Hillary Clinton campaign. And that, as far as I know, is not being investigated by Bob Mueller. But it probably should be, because the Clintons, the Clinton campaign, and also the DNC, which was under the control of the Clintons, spent money. They gave the money to a law firm, possibly as a cutout, so that it wouldn't be known. And that law firm paid Fusion GPS, an operations research company that hired Nellie Orr, who happens to be the wife of a top-ranking person back there, DOJ, FBI land, and they hired Christopher Steele, a former MI6 British spy who was an expert on Russia. And he apparently talked to his Russian contacts and came up with this dossier, which is a bunch of lies from what people can tell, on Donald Trump. And that apparently was the basis for why they started investigating Trump. Basically, a Trump dossier that was phony baloney, you know, to hurt Donald Trump's campaign. But paid for by who else? The Clintons.
Oh, yeah. And again, well, you know, they're either hurting for money or they're trying to reach out to the little people now, because I don't know if you saw the picture the other day, but apparently they were, the Clintons were traveling coach on a plane, which I thought was really, really, really funny. We'll be back in a minute. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me. Don't go far. We're talking about draining the swamp. Is it really possible? I hope he's right. We'll be back in a minute.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to hell. Baby, baby, it looks like
we are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. Hey, in the next hour, you got to hang out, because Mark Lamont Hill apparently has been praising a convicted terrorist. Can't figure out why. What is it with these people? We talked about this last night. You know, they're all upset that President Trump is with Putin, but yet they had no problem, you know, with Obama sucking up to the Castro brothers, right? I mean, the animalistic Castro brothers who killed hundreds of thousands of people. You know, we can go right down the whole list. Iranians, the Iranian government who throws gay people off of roofs, they were okay with that. Shh, let's not talk too much about it, right? I mean, we go down the whole list that they said absolutely nothing about. So we thought it was acceptable. So even if what you're saying is true and meeting with Putin is a bad thing, what about Oblamo meeting with all those other people? I'm just curious. I'm not, you know, again, I'm usually not the smartest guy in the room. So I'm just trying to get some input from you guys to understand what's going on here. Very, very, very confusing. Let's bring in somebody a heck of a lot smarter than I am. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins us, and he's written a book, More Great News. He's written plenty of books, but this one, More Great News for America. He's got a lot of hope for where we're at, a lot of hope for President Trump. Dr. Lomero, thanks for joining me today.
Oh, it's great to be with you, and part of that hope is the fact that I see us moving into, we've already started moving into, a new conservative era. The American people have woke up. They've realized that the left has a bunch of ideas that are bankrupt and that they produce programs that are terrible. Look at the state of California. Wonderful weather, but a dismal leadership and laws that just turn off people and turn off the things that make sense, like safety and security and things. And you have situations with 10,000 needles found in a month, you know. This is bizarre, you know. But American people are filled with common sense. They recognize the left has failed, their ideas have failed, and their economy. You remember we were supposed to put up with only 1% growth back in the days of Obama? Like, oh, well, you know, times are rough, you know, not our fault. But now we have the latest Federal Reserve. We're supposed to next time around get maybe 4% growth. We've been in the 3% area for a while. And I think the Federal Reserve in Dallas has said we may hit 4.8% growth. Wow. Do you know what that is? That is enormous growth when you're the size of the United States to grow 4.8%. I mean, that means people can get jobs. Right now in America, there are more open jobs than people looking for jobs. That's how great the economy is.
Oh, yeah, no, I know that. But you never hear that. Where else do you ever hear that? Nowhere, right?
Right. Well, you know, if you're on the delusional left, all you can do is see things negative because they're very negative thinking. You know, they really are. Yep. I mean, they see everything in like the sky is falling on them all the time.
That's true. That's true. Well, you know, again, when we talk about these things, I always come back to the same stuff. Like, why aren't people looking truly at what's going on in the world around them? Look at what's going on around you and how better off your kids are, your husband or your wife is, depending on where they're working and what they're doing and who they're trying to feed. I mean, people just around. God, you, like I said, you have a whole bunch more hope and people and them paying attention and doing what they're supposed to be doing than I do. You must see more.
I look for underlying trends. I really look at variables and things that indicate trends. And I think there is a conservative era that we have entered. And along with it, in my newest book, I talk about the conservative renaissance. And I really think we are going to see some major changes going on in universities to reinstate freedom of speech. Believe it or not, a lot of universities can't say anything conservative without being basically bullied into submission and not talking. But I see, my trends show me that we're going to have a renaissance in universities. We're also going to have more people returning to church, a trend in that direction. And some other trends, too, that are really great. It's all part of the American people waking up, turning off the left in their heads and their hearts, and starting to vote differently. And we are seeing, with the walk-away movement, one of my predictions in the book is the end of the Democratic Party in the not-too-distant future, where it completely shuts down. It is so damaged right now, in terms of economics, in terms of leadership, in terms of the number of offices held across the country. The Democratic Party is in its deathbed, and people say some things like that. Oh, Republicans, you know, are going to die someday. Well, maybe they will someday. But I'll tell you what, parties do not live forever. The Whigs were very successful in the early 1800s. They are no longer in business. The Democratic Party had its heyday of success here and there in terms of offices held and that kind of thing. But you know what? They are on the way out the door.
Yeah, I, you know what? I've never seen them in the time I've been paying attention and watching what's going on in their party, I have never seen them so divided and tore up and that kind of thing. I mean, you've got socialists that are trying to take over the party. You've got people on the far left that are trying to take it over that party. And they don't seem to be fighting. You know, the Pelosi's of the world are just saying, well, you know, that's what happens. They just have a difference of opinion. They're really not going to take hold. Well, didn't she say the same thing? Donald Trump will never be president. He really doesn't, you know, have what it takes, and the people won't allow it to happen. Well, guess what, Nancy? The people allowed it to happen, and you're about ready to become the Democratic Socialist Party, right?
Right. And by the way, a trend that you're just sort of alluding to here is the fact that in many Democratic parties, primaries, rather, across the country, there will be a centrist Democrat running against a socialist. Like this
woman in New York, right?
Was Alexander Ocasio-Cortez or something.
Right.
14th District, New York. Okay. I don't know why I forgot. Maybe I wanted to. but anyway, she's ridiculous. I've heard her talk. But anyway, but the socialists have been winning a lot of the primaries. But the bad news is that they kicked out the centrist, if you can call them that, Democrats to the point where they are going to lose because the people in those states will not vote for the socialists. And so if they had any chance of winning, it would have been the slightly more moderate liberal Democrats as opposed to the socialists.
Yep.
So these are more elections they're going to lose in November. Because why? Because they're becoming more and more extreme.
Well, and listen, here in California, had Dianne Feinstein beat, right? Beat
right.
the De Leon, and you would think people would be able to figure that one out, but
exactly
the Democrats just endorsed De Leon, who lost by big numbers. I don't get it. I don't get why the rank and file isn't coming out and fixing that.
Well, I'll tell you, we'll have to wait and see the exact numbers coming in on California, but overall, I'll tell you the overall numbers. Right now, Republicans are going to pick up quite a few seats in the Senate. It is going to be much more conservative in 2019. They will be much more likely to approve a lot of the bills that are sitting there waiting for their approval from the House that were conservative, but there weren't enough conservative senators to pass it. The Republican Senate is going to be much more conservative next year.
Well, I hope you're right, but I got to tell you, the other thing that bothers me is, do they have what it takes to pass the bills and the laws that President Trump wants? Because right now what I'm seeing, people that won't even step in, I'm seeing Republicans that won't even step in to fight for or with him on the basics, the stuff that we sent them there for, right?
Well, let me tell you the answer to the question.
Please.
And that is that the House and the Senate will be more conservative, and by conservative I mean people like the Freedom Caucus and others who will support the Trump agenda and who will support a freedom agenda. Okay, the people who are not supporting those things right now are leftover establishment rhinos, and a lot of them are getting out. Some of them aren't running, like, you know, for example, Jeff Flake in Arizona, and others are not running. They're giving up ahead of time because they know the people are going to vote them out of office.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's what's happening. And there are a whole bunch of Democratic senators that are just playing too leftist to get elected. So they're going to be replaced by really nice, conservative, pro-Trump, pro-freedom senators. And boy, it's going to make a world of difference for the Trump
Well, that was kind of where I was, you know, telling people is that these people were retiring because they didn't want to fight. And they knew they had a fight coming up. They knew they had to either get on board with Trump or move along. And they just decided to make it look like, well, you know what, I'm done. I've had enough years here. You shouldn't move in. Shouldn't be here forever. Yeah, okay, right. Listen, we're coming up on the end of this. Tell people where to buy your book and where to find you.
By the way, a lot of this kind of stuff is in my newest book, which just came out this year, More Great News for America. My website is Great News for America, and all of my books that are in print are on Amazon. And there are also Kindle versions if you like to read them that way.
Well, I always appreciate your time with me. I really do. And keep up the good work. I mean, I love what you're doing. I love that your blog pieces that you put up there. I mean, guys, go check him out at greatnewsforamerica.com. Come on, can't get any slower than that. Great News for America. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We're going to talk about Mark Lamont Hill. I don't know why. On the other side of the break, we'll be back in a few minutes.